solo anchor. This is Anna Garrett.
Like, oh, I made it now. Blah, 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 you know.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hopefully funny enough to hear another episode.
I don't actually know what I'm saying.
Marketing, entertainment, tech, you know, all the fun stuff.
Hello, you. This is Anna Garrett, your host, and welcome to my podcast. I told him that he would start laughing as soon as I started doing the intro, and I was right. Bruno, welcome to the podcast. Hello.
Hello. I'm freaking out.
You're freaking out.
Yes, as I said previously.
It's normal. I mean, just so you know, guys, this is Bruno. Bruno Nogueira is here. If you follow me on Instagram stories, you've probably seen him a while. What's your Instagram username, Bruno?
I think, not sure, it's Bruno.
He's not a social media guy, but yeah.
Bruno N97,
right?
Yeah,
I think so. So go follow him too. He takes some pretty good pictures. He's got the photography in his blood. Look at his poker face. If you could only see this, you'd see how he is panicking. But Bruno, it's gonna be all right. Just so you know, and to make you more comfortable, this might be the interview that I've prepared less, just because I know that we're gonna be laughing all the time, and we have some pretty cool stories to share with everyone that I'm sure everyone is gonna love. So it's totally fine. Also to say that it's the first time that we're recording the podcast. Well, first time we're recording the podcast at Microsoft. So right now we're in a Microsoft room and we booked time to record the podcast.
And it's an hour, so.
Yeah, and
it's a default time.
It's a default time. I didn't choose 1 hour.
Yeah, because I don't know how to
to change it. The board, right? And it's the first time that we're using two separate microphones. So Bruno has its own microphone and mic arm, and I have my own microphone and my own mic arm, which makes the sound quality hopefully a lot better, and you can tell if you're listening with your headphones. Besides all that, Bruno, welcome to the show. I'm very glad that you said yes, or that you you were forced to say yes to come here.
Basically, yes.
But I'm very excited. So I guess we'll start off by asking Bruno to introduce himself. Bruno, who are you?
Okay, so as you know, I'm Bruno. Bruno Nogueira. Like you say your name.
Like Guerra, yes. Nogueira.
Yeah. And I'm 21 years old.
What else? You live here in Lisbon, right?
I live here in
Lisbon. And what do you do?
So in Microsoft? At Microsoft?
No, in life in general.
In life in general.
No, I'm asking at Microsoft, obviously. You second guess yourself there. I'm asking at Microsoft, yeah.
Okay, so basically
Bruno is a colleague of mine.
Yes, so the title is the Device Seeding Manager, and I basically manage devices, Surface devices, that we loan to customers.
And how's that working out for you? Do you want to tell the story of how you got here? Because it wasn't simple, right? It was kind of destiny.
Yeah, so basically I was in college.
What were you studying?
Information technology. And basically I thought that, okay, I had some problems with the math. So what I did was make a pause at college. And I thought, okay, if I'm going to make a pause, I have to do something. So I applied for a job at Randstad. It was like service desk technician. So what basically we do, Randstad have several contact centers across the country, and we give technical support to them. I was there for 5 months, and then they...
And keep in mind, this was Bruno's first job, and first time he applied for a job was the job that he got.
No, and the only one.
I only sent one
CV to one job, and that was the one.
It was like definitely the love story.
Yeah.
The love story. Like,
yeah, love at first sight. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I was like, I was there for 5 months, and then one day I was in an Uber because I was a bit delayed, and my boss called me and said, Bruno, what do you think about you go to Microsoft? And I was like, what do you mean? Because I was like, okay, if you told me 1 year ago that you will be working at Microsoft, I was like, okay, this will never happen, because Well, I think it's what everyone thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, well, I had an interview here, and then I start this new position.
And you've been here for, like, what, 9 months now?
Yeah, maybe. Yes. Yeah.
I've been here for a year, and Bruno... So I joined in September 2017, and Bruno joined around December 2017. So just a little bit longer, but not too much. And yeah, what else? Well, Bruno, basically, I'm going to explain the story of how we met. So he's like, cool, you talk.
Yes, you talk.
But
we don't have a YouTube channel. We don't have a YouTube channel, and we have a camera recording this because I can do like things like this. And yeah, now it's your turn to speak.
Yeah. As you know, I'm the PR and social media manager for Xbox, which means I basically do all communications Xbox in our own channels and that are not retailer related. And at the time, so Bruno joined because there was a change in how we did things at Microsoft in terms of devices. And well, I knew that this guy was coming, and I thought, well, I'm probably going to be working with him a lot because he manages devices. So every time that, for example, I want to send a console to an influencer or for an event, something like that, Bruno is the person that usually needs to be involved in the process. So I thought, I'm going to introduce myself to Bruno. And I think I asked someone for your phone number because at the time you didn't have a Skype address. So I asked someone for your number. And at first it was funny because your name was Bruno Nogueira. And for those of you who are not Portuguese, Bruno Nogueira is the name of a comedian, very famous one, humorist. So I thought that was funny. And then I already knew, people have spoken, that it looked like there was a new intern in town here at Microsoft. So I knew that he looked young. So I was aware that he was young and maybe even younger than me. I didn't know, but maybe.
And it was true. Yes.
It was true. Yeah. So I sent Bruno a text message.
A very professional one.
Very professional. Can we read that?
Yes.
Let's read it live.
In Portuguese or in English? Well, it is in Portuguese.
Oh, true. Can you translate it, sort of?
Well, I have to go back like
1,000 years.
Yes. Maybe you can read it.
I can read it, yeah. So this is my try at reading my own text and translating it at the same time. So it's, "Hi Bruno, my name is Anangera. I'm the PR and social media manager of Xbox Portugal, which means your colleague at Microsoft. Congratulations for the position. I'm going to be working with you a lot because of loans of consoles. I would like to set up a meeting with you so I can introduce you to the topics about Xbox. What is your availability? I'm waiting for your answer, or looking for your answer. Kindest regards, Anangera." That was pretty good, right?
Yeah, very professional.
No, I mean, pretty good, my own translation in real time.
True.
And then Bruno said, Bruno super professional and scared of his life, and he's not working at Microsoft and he doesn't feel prepared at all, says, "Good afternoon. I am available at any time. What time is more convenient for you? Thank you."
Yes, very professional.
And I say, "Thursday, 21st at 4 p.m. Does that work for you?" And you said, "Okay, that's fine. Thank you." Then there was some other text.
As you can see, I had a very busy schedule.
Probably he was like, any time works for me, because it honestly did. He had nothing to do. Well, the first two, three days, because you just joined, you didn't know exactly what was going to be your role, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you knew like generally, but you didn't know the exact tasks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was late. Of course. I texted him. I remember I texted him saying, like, "I'm going to be late like 20 minutes. And he said, "Yeah, no problem." Of course, because he didn't have anything to do. So he said, "No problem." And then I arrive and I'm like, super okay. Hi. And he, I don't know. Do you want to step in and tell me what your reaction was?
I don't quite remember.
Probably your reaction was, "Whoa, she's young."
Yeah.
Like you probably thought that I was someone who had worked at Microsoft or Xbox for like 7 years.
Because when you read the position, the name position, PR and social media manager at Xbox, I was like, okay, this, it has to be older because, well, this position, someone needs someone to be older. So
turns out it was an intern. But yeah, so I guess he thought I was so much younger. And then, yeah, we just started talking and we did whatever we had to do at the time. And then slowly I started introducing Bruno to the ins and outs of Xbox and showing him all the secrets, showing him the Xbox room. He's probably one of the few people that people would see on the Xbox room and that the security and whatever wouldn't question because you just frequently work with me for Xbox. And if somebody else was there,
people I think that I have told you that on the security, on the phone of the security, when I call them, it says Bruno Xbox for some reason.
Yeah. So we hang out a lot and people that know us from Microsoft, they know we're always, almost always together. You know, the few times that I do come into the office.
Yeah.
I just remember when Bruno came, he was super excited about working at Microsoft, obviously, and he thought everything worked perfectly.
True.
As yes. one does when they join a new company, and he comes in, oh, there's this platform, Glimmer, it's so good, everything is so intuitive. I think this is going to be amazing. I'm going to do everything right. Yes. And I was like, Bruno, darling, this is not gonna, like, this is not good and it's not gonna be okay. Everything is a mess. It's gonna take you a while to get things okay. And he's like, yeah, I have the credentials. And I was like, no, you don't. And then by the end of maybe like 1-2 months, he understood that I was right. So yes. It's that older parent conversation who tells you it's gonna be like this, and you're like, no, it's not gonna be like that, and then it
is. But in the future, it's, yes.
It is, yeah. But Bruno, what is your balance so far of your journey at Microsoft?
What do you mean?
Like, knowing what you know and what you've experienced here for these past 9 months, did it meet your expectations or not? And how does it feel to have the chance to be working here at the moment?
Well, I think that I don't have a... Just to know, like, every day when I walked into the office and I looked at the Microsoft logo in the entrance, I was like, okay, I'm really here. Because today I'm here for 9 months and I look to the logo and I still think, am I working here? It's really, really whoa. So yeah.
And I think especially, like, for example, when you see a Microsoft conference and yo, those are the products that I'm working on every single day.
Yeah.
And if Satya says this is the mission, that's my mission. If the new product, the new Xbox, it's gonna be this one, I'm gonna be the one promoting that one. So I think it feels very, like you said, unrealistic and crazy to be working here every day. And for example, I've mentioned this in the past. In my case, like, I don't have like a specific schedule because most of my team, well, all of my team is in Spain. So frequently I work remotely or I don't start work at 9 a.m. I might start later and then leave later in the day or go home earlier and then finish my day at home or whatever. But every time I'm here, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like I'm having fun and I'm doing something that I love and that I enjoy. Like, I wouldn't mind coming over here and working on a weekend, for example, because it's fun. Yeah. Like, I'm learning new things that I've applied to, for example, the podcast, and things that I've learned on the podcast that I'm applying on my job right now. And, you know, I'm meeting new influencers, I'm making contact with media, I'm understanding how things work, and I'm just playing kick-ass games and talking about kick-ass games. So it really is super fun, and I'm sure you feel the same way, even though
I think everyone that works at Microsoft feels the same way because of
I wouldn't say everyone.
Okay, but the most people that work at Microsoft maybe feel that because I think that this environment, the Microsoft environment, is very healthy. And everyone can speak to everyone, and it's not like you have to be respectful, but not too, how can I say?
like formal to people.
Formal, yes.
You have to be respectful, but not formal, right?
Yeah.
Like you have to be, you still have to be respectful for someone your age, but you don't necessarily have to be formal to them, right? So sometimes this happens to me. I get too excited about the question I'm going to make and I do these kinds of sounds. But what I was going to ask you is what surprised you about working at Microsoft? The things that you can say.
What surprised me to work at Microsoft? Well, the first thing, it was in the first days when I was talking with my manager and she said, because in Portuguese we have two and it's not you like in English. And she said, don't call me by...
don't call me formally.
Yeah, call me by two, by you. Well, not just me, everyone at Microsoft. And I was like, whoa, really? Mm-hmm. This was the thing that surprised me because I thought that, well, it's Microsoft. It's a very formal company and, well, not formal, but really big company.
Yeah, and there are people who have like very big experience who must be working there for years. Yes. And, and for example, there's the CFO, Rita. We speak to her like I speak to you. Not almost, but...
Yes.
Right?
Well, it's someone that have a bigger position. And
yeah, one of the biggest.
You went up to the biggest positions and you say you instead of formally, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is amazing.
Yeah. And she added you on LinkedIn too.
Yes.
Who wouldn't be linked to Bruno Nogueira, Device City Manager, Portugal? So, Bruno, you've been quite involved with Xbox because I'm very lonely here, so I need someone to help me with a lot of tasks, and fortunately you have time to help me and I've been helping you. Do you think that if you didn't meet me and that you didn't do these Xbox stuff that your experience would be totally different?
Yes, for sure. Yes. Yes, because like half of my experience at Microsoft, I think it's because of you. So yes, the answer is yes.
And for those of you, I also always say this expression, for those of you, it sounds like I'm distancing myself from you. But if you watch Xbox Portugal on Mixer, or if you watch the live streams for Xbox Portugal on Facebook, for example, you might have seen Bruno and me as hosts. Well, I'm mostly the host and Bruno is the co-host, guest, the everyday guest. He's always there. And... how I remember at first you probably were pretty scared to be on it, right? How
I just said yep the whole streaming. And the Xbox PT dummies were like, Bruno is too quiet. He's just only saying yep and nothing else.
Yeah. Do you feel like have improved a lot? Like how comfortable you are and how engaging you are with the audience since you started in the beginning compared to now?
Yes, because I kind of forgot the camera. I think that the camera is the thing that most scares me. And also the microphones like this one, but well, it's different.
That
it's different.
Right now in front of my face.
Yes. But, well, it's true. It freaks me out. Like once it's on the internet, it's there forever. So you have to be careful.
You have to be careful. He's got a reputation, ladies.
No, I don't.
And you've experienced quite a lot of games, right? What would you say is your favorite game that we've played together? Xbox game.
The game that I most enjoyed?
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily have to be playing with me. But Xbox games that you've tried on the Xbox since we started, that you would say it's your most favorite one.
Yeah, maybe Sea of Thieves. It was really, really fun. Not because I played with you, but with all the other people, the Xbox PT dummies. It was really fun time. So, and with your friend, Maciek.
Yeah.
And yes.
Shout out to Maciek, he's probably listening.
Yes. It was a really, really fun time. So, yes.
Talking about Sea of Thieves, actually, there was Rock in Rio. So the music festival that we were in, it was like late July, right? Or late June. July.
I don't remember.
No, June.
But I can
check
on the internet.
No, it's late June. Because
don't turn on your computer. I said no.
I said no. Computer says no.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were. So I was there, and Bruno was helping me out with building the structures and everything. And also, we were gonna be doing a live stream together and everything. So Bruno came with me. How was that? That was a pretty cool experience for someone who joined at Microsoft very little, over not even a year, and you had a chance to go to a music festival, and you were there for 4 days, and you enjoyed everything like you were some VIP pop star.
True.
Yes. We didn't have access to VIP, unfortunately. People at Rock in Rio fixed that. Next time we need to go VIP like all the other influencers, but not this time. But how was that?
It was something that I was not expecting when I arrived here at Microsoft. Well, I was not expecting nothing of this. So yes,
he definitely wasn't expecting recording a podcast with me on the Microsoft room, in one of the Microsoft rooms.
One day you said, "Oh, you will be the perfect person to be on my podcast," and I was like, "No, please." But okay, we are here. I'm enjoying it. Yes, I am.
I'm not worried at all, because I know we have so many cool memories that, like, I'm just going with the flow, and I know there's so many stories that people are going to enjoy. But we went to a few concerts, right, also, and we did the live stream there, which was a mess.
True, yes.
Bruno wasn't on it a lot, because I think you were taking care of other things, right? You were, like, looking out for the stand and stuff.
Yes, I don't remember what I was doing, but I remember that I was not there because I had something else to do, but not sure what was it.
Yeah, but he wasn't too much involved on the live stream. But yeah, we were there, we played some mini games, we won once,
yes.
Like a quiz for, like video game knowledge, we won. And then...
Obviously not because of me.
And then, yeah, we just explored, and every day after we were working there, we enjoyed the concerts until the end. So we watched everything from Bruno Mars to, I don't even know anymore. Who else was there? Katy Perry. Bastille, Haim. What would you say was the artist that you enjoyed the most to watch at Rock in Rio?
I don't know.
Bruno Mars, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not a person that goes to a lot of concerts, so... But maybe Bruno Mars, yes.
Let me tell you what kind of person Bruno is. Bruno is the kind of person that...
I'm hiding behind the microphone now.
That doesn't have... The only thing that interests Bruno is technology and geek stuff, which is not necessarily bad. I love that as well. But if you ask Bruno anything like pop culture related, he has no idea what's happening. So if you ask him, who's Kristen Stewart? Do you know who's Kristen Stewart?
Nope.
No, he doesn't know who Kristen Stewart is. So,
Paul. Bing it.
Do you know who Jake Paul is?
The name, it's not...
Okay. But... Yeah, as you can see, like, he's very, like, unaware of what's happening, which is cute. I think it's cute because I get to teach him stuff, and he's like, okay, I don't care. You know, I don't care.
Yeah, and I don't remember the next day.
I don't care. And I'm like, Bruno, you need to know.
Why?
And, like, songs, I tell him, oh, there's this song, this artist, and he's like, I don't know. Or this movie, have you seen this movie? And he's like, I don't know.
I heard about it, but
no. I heard about it. But yeah, every single time. So I even thought, what cool idea would it be? Because I've been thinking about, it would be super fun. I would love to do like regular episodes with you for the podcast, but we just don't know what would be the topic that we could do. And one of the ideas that I had would be, the podcast is going to be about me teaching Bruno about pop culture. But then I thought, that's going to look bad on him, and I don't want to do that. So...
Probably yes.
So
I could train a lot, and then I teach you things at
you
the podcast.
Teach me. But yes. One thing that I did think about, and I'm going to try to make this happen. You guys that are listening, make sure that you comment and say that you want this to make sure that it does happen, which is I really wanted to have Bruno on the podcast to speak about smart homes.
Yes, because, well, as you know, I have a...
Speak briefly, so people want to hear the next episode.
Okay, basically, I thought about automating some small tasks on my home So I started with lights, and then I put some switches on the doors. And now, like, when I open my bedroom door, the light opens, but only if the sun is down. Then I put another sensor at the front door, and when someone walks in and the sun is down, the lights automatically turn on and turn off after 30 seconds, but only if the sensor of the movement sensor stops detecting something. So it's just small things that I have done. I enjoy doing this.
I would say that Bruno is someone... I like to think of you as someone who is very talented, but I think you always sell yourself short. Do you know what it means to sell yourself short? It means like you don't think highly of yourself, as opposed to probably me. I'm very confident. Try not to sound too cocky. People say I'm cocky sometimes, but I think sometimes you don't give yourself enough value, and I really think you're awesome, and that I would say, I'm gonna dare to say this, that you're probably one of my favorite people that I've met and who has the most genuine soul and a very... He's crying already.
No,
and
I'm not. No. But almost.
But a very... And you have like one of the biggest drives that I've seen to try to fix things and try to figure out things. So imagine something like, let me see. We have a TV and there's something that is not working on the TV or something. I would be like, I would try a few things, and I would try this, and I'd try that, and then I'm like, okay, never mind, let's move on to the next thing. I'm very quick to rearrange my plan and do something else. And with Bruno would be like, no, we need to figure this out. And yes, he would like search stuff online and see this and try this. And then usually I think that's why we work well, is because you're usually very focused on doing that. And you're able almost always, I feel like there was never a moment where we had a problem and either you or me were able to fix it in the end or somehow make it work.
What I do quite a lot, it's to spend the weekends building something, like the whole day on my computer, and then it's done, it works perfectly. I was like, but why do I need this? And then I just delete the virtual machine or something, because yeah, well, I don't need this, but it teach me. So I need to do this and I don't know how, so I will search and I will do it, and I learn, and I destroyed the virtual machine, but the knowledge is there, so I learned something.
When you bought all the parts.
Yes.
I feel like one of the reasons why you decided to spend like 600 euros on a computer was because you wanted to build your own computer again, right?
Not
like
just that.
Partially.
Partially, yes. But I discovered that my computer was not
as good, powerful.
As yeah, powerful that I thought it would be when I played Sea of Thieves on it. Yeah. And the game was like with 10... FPS, and I was like, no, this doesn't work. I need a new computer.
Yeah.
And then, okay, let's put a new graphic card. But well, my computer is older and it doesn't fit, so I need a new motherboard. But now it's the
it
new
like
RAM. So yeah, so I have to replace like the
everything.
And yes, 600 euros later. Yes.
Yeah, but you were able to figure out everything easily.
Yes.
You did everything by yourself and you placed everything in. It's working fine, right?
Yeah.
How many?
It didn't explode, so
how
yes.
many FPS do you have now on Sea of Thieves? Is it working properly?
I didn't check. It just...
But it looked smooth,
It looked
right?
smooth, though. Yes.
It looked like Xbox One X quality.
Yes.
And every time we play together, he's like making fun of me because I'm playing on Xbox One S and Xbox One X is taking longer to load the game
yes.
than his PC. And so he's already there and he's like, where are you? And I'm like... Not
it's
yet.
Loading.
It's still loading. But yeah, we've been having a lot of fun. We've also been, as you can tell, playing together. We played Sea of Thieves together. We've also played Gears of War together. We've actually played all of them now.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
the one that we played the most was Gears of War 4. I enjoy it very much. Bruno doesn't enjoy it as much. I haven't quite figured out what type of game you enjoy because, one, you don't like storylines.
I hate it.
You hate storylines. But you don't also like games that are too straightforward and that are just shooting stuff. So what kind of games do you like, Bruno Nogueira?
I don't like playing games. Really.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes, it's true. Yes. Well, sometimes I play some games to build cities, like city skylines. But then I was like, why am I doing this? This is so stupid. And then I destruct the city and wait for maybe a week to play it again and think about it again and like, this is stupid, so let's delete the city.
And that's me with The Sims.
Yeah, it's the same feeling, I think. Yeah. Yes. And I enjoy...
You enjoy playing games with others.
Yes, but...
He's like, no, but yes.
No, but yes, it depends. Yeah, depends on my mood.
Yeah, because we're so comfortable with each other, me and Bruno, that we talk about a lot of things, including not the brightest things in life sometimes. So sometimes I'm playing with Bruno and Bruno is like super down and he's like, am I gonna do this, Anna? I don't wanna do this. Like, what are they gonna ask me? And how should I do this, Anna? And I'm like, just play the fucking game, Bruno.
Yes.
We're 30 minutes in. How does it feel?
Really good, because I can't think about anything to speak now, like any topic.
That's why you have me.
Yes, true.
So, Bruno, what else are you looking forward for your career? What do you think about the future now? Now that you've worked at Microsoft, which was something that you weren't expecting at all, right? And you've seen all that there is to do here, all the opportunities. What do you hope to accomplish in the next years? Where do you want your life to go?
So, first of all, I would love to finish the college. Not sure if it will be possible because of the math thing, but
the math thing,
yes, it's a problem for me. I would love to finish college, but at the same time keep working. So maybe if I don't take college like too serious, because I panic with these kind of things, maybe I can relax and perform better. Maybe I'm not sure if it's a good plan, but let's try it.
It's a very short plan. I was thinking about something more, you know, down the future. That's all right. Do you think very short term? Like, you don't like to plan, right? You told me this. You don't like to plan.
I don't like to plan. I like to go into the moment and then let's see what happens.
Very spontaneous guy, as you can imagine.
But I'm not. That's the
which
problem.
Which is weird. Like, he doesn't like planning, but he's not spontaneous as well. I don't know.
I like to plan when something is serious. Like, I need really to do this, and let's plan a time to do it. But something like I do for my own entertainment, or like, okay, it's weekend, what will I do tomorrow? I don't know. Let's see what happens. I don't plan anything.
I think we're gonna end with a few of our stories that we spend here at Microsoft. Let's see which ones are compliant.
Yes.
But I think one of the best moments that we spend here at Microsoft has been the nights that we stay after the live streams.
Yes.
And that we stay here at the office and then we leave at like midnight or something, mm-hmm. right?
Yes. And some events that you do, and then we clean the things, like the people go away and then we have to clean everything.
Yeah, we clean the party.
Yeah, basically, yes.
How was meeting the influencers?
At the time, I didn't know them.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because I'm not even going to say who are the influencers because I don't want to get them involved in this. But I feel like if they listen to this, they will know. But when we were in, like, this was Moshi's Esports, which was like the 9th or 10th of June. And I remember I was only coming to the event. Me and Bruno were only going to the event to place the Xbox, place the TVs and everything. And then we were just going to walk around in the event and do something chill because it was the weekend. So we're all already doing extra work. So I just brought some leggings and I was like super chill. And Bruno was super chill as well. Bruno is always super chill, except when he's panicking for the podcast.
Yes,
but
true.
We just went there. And then one of our friends, who is a YouTuber, he asked us if we could come to, like, if we wanted to go have dinner with them and some other people.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
This is the most interesting one.
Yeah, this is one of the most interesting ones. And we were like, oh, I think this person A is gonna come, person B is gonna come, because they're always together. and I kind of know them, so that's all right. Like, let's go. Like, it's a once in a time opportunity. We don't have any plans for today, so let's just go for it.
Yeah.
And who knows, they might want to collaborate with us for Microsoft, for Xbox, whatever. So we went there, and suddenly, like, we're like, why do you guys want to sit at this table
that with another people?
Like, we didn't say this, but each of us thought about it. Me and Bruno, we were like,
well, this is the correct table.
Why are we sitting on this table that has like 20 other people in it?
Yes.
And then suddenly they sit down and they start talking with all the other people. And we were like,
so they are together, okay. And then we looked at their faces.
And they're like, wait, they're famous too.
Yeah, because some of them you can recognize the faces.
Yeah, like, okay, from YouTube or from whatever. Yes. So it was pretty, pretty funny. And then we had to pretend like we were this very interesting people throughout the rest of the dinner. Right? Very hard to do. Very hard to do. Thankfully, we still keep in touch with them. And it was super fun. And I'm really glad we did it. So that was one of the things that happened that night. What else?
What else? It's so many stories. And now...
Oh, I remember the pizza story.
The pizza story?
So I planned the live stream for Xbox Portugal in which we were going to be live streaming Sea of Thieves with four people. With four people.
Yes.
And there were... It was... Who did I invite? It was Bomb Nuker, Pedro Dias from Salão de Jogos, Shyx, and Red Weasel.
Yep.
Yeah. So those were the four influencers who went there. And first of all, like, there were...
You said minutes ago, I don't want to say the names to don't get them
but
involved.
Then I'm going to say the names. No, it's totally different people. And some of them were late. Sorry, guys. Then we started testing things out. Some things weren't going well. Like, everything was going down the drill. And the live stream was supposed to start at like 6:30 maximum. And it started like 7 something. And then throughout the live stream, it was a little bit rocky, but then things started going well. And obviously, they were having a lot of fun playing Sea of Thieves together. And I'm really happy about that. But they were just because it took us so long to start, they wanted to finish later as well. And they were like, no, we need to get this treasure and we need to go sell it first before. And so it took such a long time. It was like already like 10 something, I think, 10 p.m. something. And I was like, no, we need to get them something to eat. Like, I'm not going to make them be here this long. And then they're still going home empty headed. Well, not empty handed because they got like Sea of Thieves books, but without any food. So we ordered pizzas ourselves. And I was like, I'm not going to pay for this. And I'm like, how many pizzas do you think? Like 2, 3, 4? And I'm like, no, just go with this one. And like, then the pizzas arrived and everything, everyone ate. And thankfully, everything went great. And I remember we ordered Coca-Cola too. And mm-hmm. We didn't have any cups. We didn't have anything because we didn't plan on having them have dinner there. Yeah. So we went, we raided Microsoft Portugal trying to look for glasses.
Yes.
And we found these glasses that said Microsoft, even though it was the old logo, but still obviously looked very impressive.
Yes.
And we brought them the glasses and they drank from there. But at the end, me and Bruno, like he mentioned before, we were the ones who cleaned the dishes and who cleaned the glasses and everything. Bruno helps me a lot with Xbox, but I also help Bruno quite a lot with his own stuff, with like devices and boxes and filling things and sending stuff. So frequently I'm in Bruno's warehouse, right? The warehouse, and we're cleaning stuff. And there is one thing that has to be there. What is it, Bruno?
It seems music.
Seems soundtrack every yes. single time. Like, if there's one thing that makes me happy, I think it has eventually translated to Bruno as well. If there's one thing that makes me happy every single time, is The Sims music.
You just play the music and then the world goes like, oh my God, it's so sunny.
It's like
just like that, you know. just to hear the music?
It is, well, obviously there's some sort of nostalgia behind it, because when I played The Sims, life wasn't as complicated as it is now. And the other thing is, when you're playing The Sims, you're in control. Like, you know what you want to do. You do this.
You want your sim to do this.
You do that. You turn on the computer. You turn off. You start the game. So there is a lot of feeling of control. So when I'm listening and I'm like cleaning stuff or putting boxes here and there, I feel super in control because I'm listening to The Sims. I feel like I'm just buying things for my house and placing them.
You're in the construction mode.
Yeah, I'm in construction mode.
Yeah.
So it's very, very fun, and I like that. But sometimes we just listen to other random music that you don't know about.
True.
And actually, this Friday, this is a very non-compliant thing to say, but this Friday, if we do the live stream, I'm not sure if we're going to do the live stream yet, but if we do the live stream, well, tomorrow is Friday, so it's not going to happen. I don't have time to plan it, and I haven't received the game for it. But we decided we're gonna do a movie session in the Xbox room, so we're just gonna go there and we're just gonna watch Fight Club, which was the movie that we were supposed
to watch. That's another story.
And I'm just gonna say that one story because we're already cutting short on time. But there was this story where, well, first of all, this must be the podcast episode in which I speak the most, even though I'm not the guest.
Yeah.
But do you want to tell the story yourself, Bruno? I'm going to give you a shot.
Okay, so basically Anna told me, okay, we have to go to a rooftop. And I said, okay, that exists in Lisbon, like the typical question
that I would do. We have to go to a rooftop. No, I said, we're going to watch a movie at a rooftop.
Yeah. Okay, so...
And he was like... Does that even exist here?
Yeah. Go on. So basically, Anna bought the tickets, and we went there, but we couldn't find the place because Lisbon, it's that chaotic city where you can't find the correct road because it's like a lot of roads.
And it was a rooftop. So how do we get to the rooftop?
Yes, like it's there, but how can we get there? And we just looked to the Google Maps and we couldn't find it, and we arrived super, super late. And
We were there on time initially, but then because we were at the exact location, we looked at Google Maps. And we were like, we're here, but we're not.
Yes, because it's up there. How can we get there? Yes. So we just go there, and you need to have some headphones to hear it. And we would like, okay, but
this is stupid.
This is stupid because we can't talk to each other. We just sit there and enjoy the movie, but alone. So what we did was to buy some drinks and just sit there.
I
was working, yes.
Workaholic, this boy.
Yeah. And it was really, really hot. It was one day that... How was the temperature? Like 35 degrees?
It was like 30 degrees at night, at like maybe a little bit less. But still, like,
not sure if it was less.
27 degrees at least at like 10 p.m., which is crazy.
I think it was higher than 30.
But I think it's higher than 30.
We lived here like at 7 p.m. or 6, and it was like 40, like 42 degrees.
If someone is blowing like strong, hot breath on your face, but not as bad and not as smelly.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just end the podcast here because it's already 15 minutes. So congrats on you, Bruno. I think you did very well, and no pressure at all, but you're still coming for another episode, aren't you? Guys, tell us what you think and ask for Bruno to come more often, and hopefully he can tell us all about smart homes in another episode. I don't know. But Bruno, thank you so much for coming here. I had a lot of fun. I hope you had some fun as well. Do you want to say anything else to our audience before we leave?
I have done this because I said that I would done it. Yeah. So I really have to do it. But no, I think I don't have anything to say.
No. This is like when you go to a job interview and they ask you, do you have any other questions? And you're like, it's the same thing. But guys, if I'm going to drop some social media now. For me, if you want to keep in touch with me while I'm not having podcasts, although we have been posting quite frequently, each week there's a podcast episode popping out. I'm not always sure which day of the week it is, but there is a podcast episode every single week of the Anna Guerra podcast. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and pretty much anywhere else on the internet at Anna RL Guerra. Bruno, do you want to remind everyone of your Instagram? I want people to follow you there.
Yeah, but I have to check my phone because...
Let's check. And while Bruno is checking, I'm just going to...
No, you can cut these parts.
I couldn't.
Oh, it's the same as, well, Bruno and 97.
So if you want to follow Bruno on Instagram, just go over to Bruno and... 97. Bruno N97 on Instagram and just follow him. Give him some love. He deserves it. He has some pretty cool photos. He does some of the best wallpapers. You can see the wallpapers there, but ask him. He will send you the wallpapers. The Microsoft wallpapers that he made himself. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoy the quality, enjoy the setup, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah!
So,